Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Mem Ches, and we are on Mem Zayin and Mabeis. So we're talking about the halacha of the Tznuin, which we know back in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, Kerem Ravai Mitzainen, so we spoke about marking so that nobody takes the Kerem Ravai. So Rav Shmuel Gamliel says you only have to worry about that during Shemitah when people could come in and take without permission. But the Tznuin, but other years you don't have to because then that's their fault. But the Tznuin used to leave the money and say, Kol ha-nilkat mizeh mechulo al hamosa elo. So we think nilkat means whatever has been collected. So whatever people took, the Tznuin would then say that Kedusha of the Kerem Ravai should be chal on the money that I'm setting aside, kol anilkat mizeh mechulal al hamosa elu, should be mechulal on this money. Mechulal hamosa elu. Good, so that's what we said in the Mishnah. So on Mem Zayin Mabeis, Reb Yochanan is trying to figure out who is that like in the sugya, a parallel sugya relating to matnas aniyim. Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Yehuda, all discuss if somebody wants to save aniyim from violating and taking too much of the leket shicha and peya, and then whatever's extra is really going to be chayv in maisurus, they're not going to be taken off the maisurus, they're not going to be eating halachically mutter food. So Rabbi Dosa says that they used to say in the morning, the owners used to say in the morning, whatever the aniyim later take is going to be hefker, and therefore they'll all be a chayv in maisurus. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they did that at night. Machlokas Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chachamim say that's a hefker be'ones, and therefore it's not going to work anyway, and it shouldn't be relied upon. And anyway, we're not achra'in l'rama'in. So Rabbi Yochanan says, though, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, in our Mishnah that says that Tznuin do this kol ha'nilkat, they must hold like the opinion li'itosei erev. They must hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says they do it at night because at that point it is already done. Nilkat, it's in past tense. And also, he said, the last line we read together, Baram, Commander Rabbi Shachar's Tawasi, you can't say it's done in the morning because it's still Mechuba Lekarka. And when it's Mechuba Lekarka, you can't be Mechal, you can't change any status for it yet, the Ravai, and therefore it must be that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in our Mishnah holds like the opinion of Litose Erev in that Brisa relating to the Matnas Aniyim. So now the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yirmiya, Afilu Kamandam Rabbi Shachris. I don't think you have to say that. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel has to be like the one who says Litose Erev. Or I think he could even be like the one who says in the morning. Meaning the one, Rabbi Dosa who says, whatever the Aniyim gathered today should be Hefker. So I think Rabbi Yirmiyah says you could do that. Afilu kamandam shachris, even that, even if you say shachris as Yehu, why? V'lav Rabbi Shimon Gamliel he. Isn't this, we're talking about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion, and he's the one that said, we had this earlier back on Daf Mem, Hu de islay mishichaso shal maiser sheni hu p'tiyaso. Remember we had earlier on Lamatesima base, we had what happens if I take the, if I'm selling the maiser sheni and the kedusha is going to switch and I pull the fruit but I don't give the money until later. So the Mishnah had said, well, the dine mamonis obligation goes by the fruit because mishicha is kona, and the chilul, though, the amount of the chilul, see, it goes up in value, down in value, that goes by when you're actually going to have to give the money. That's when the chilul is going to take place. So there's a difference between the two, but the Gemara says that's not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, because Rav Shimon Gamliel says it all goes by when the mishicha happens of the fruit. And so here, too, says the Gemara, even if you say in the morning, nothing's really going to be chal until the Mashiach happens. Mashiachaso shal maaser sheni hi p'tiyaso. So even if you say it in the morning, even if you put the money down in the morning, the chilul is only going to take place after the Mashiach's haperos. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is okay. He could hold like the one in the morning because it's not going to kick in anyway until afterwards. Again, this issue of can you do something in the morning and have it chal later on, as we said, that's relates to the sugya breira. Again, breira from the word mivurar, becoming clear. The sugya breira is, can we say that when something becomes clear in the future, I could already see the roots of that clarification in the past? That's the question. And there are two questions. If you say, even if you say that you can see it in the past, there's a question in the Rishonim, the Rashba has a couple of opinions about this. Even if you say yesh breira, that you could see the roots of that in the past, so do we say what's called lemafreya lemafreya or mikano lahaba lemafreya? Do we say that, oh, once you get to the future, then you could look back and say, oh, this is the roots of this happened in the past. That's called Mikana Laha Bala Mafreya. Or do we say, no, that once it happens, you mamish are able to change the past. You're able to say, this was always the case. It started earlier. You could rewrite history. That's Lamafreya, Lamafreya. Lahavdil, it's like the concept of tshuva. Tshuva is only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem could wipe out the sin as if it never happens. Right, the Medrash, right, the Yerushalmi, I think Yerushalmi and Makkos, right? Nobody could understand how tshuva works. Nevuah and Torah, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because it's beyond. To rewrite history is something that's not, in terms of chatoim, that's only in the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That answers the question of the Nodeh B'Yehuda. Nodeh B'Yehuda has a kasha that all the Achronim deal with after Nodeh B'Yehuda, and that is, why can't there be tshuva for Chayvi Mises Bezdin? Somebody is warned, and he's Bechal Shabbos, and then all of a sudden, before Edom get their act together to go to Beis Din, he does tshuva, and he becomes the Rosh Hashiva, and has 10 years, and he becomes the greatest Gadol Adar. And 10 years later, the Edom finally get their act together, and they bring him to court, he's going to be Chayav Misa. What about tshuva? He did tshuva. The answer is, says the Nodeh B'Yehuda, what's the answer? Different answers given by the Achronim. The Nodeh B'Yehuda says, then the whole system would fall apart. If you could always do tshuva, then, you know, there would never be anybody who's punished. Or the other answer, you never know if he really did tshuva. Maybe it's all a fake because he doesn't want to be killed. But the answer the Maharal gives is that, well, tshuva is only something mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's me'al hateva. It's not something that, you know, we could work at, you know, rewriting history. So that's in terms of tshuva and chatoim. But Breira has a similar question. Breira, do we see it mamish as rewriting history? L'mafreya, l'mafreya? Or just mikana l'haba l'mafreya? Then there's a question, even in the sugya, the mandamar ein Breira. If you say you cannot see it in the past, do you say you cannot, there's nothing, zero? Or there's something it just doesn't have, it's just not chal. There's a little bit of something. So again, the question is how extreme do each of these shitas go? But as we mentioned in the past, the psak seems to be that bidda oraisa yesh ein breira, and bidda rabbanan yesh breira. By din d'oraisa it's ein, and bidda rabbanans we say yesh breira. Some say that's based on l'chumra and l'kula. Because most of the time saying ein breira is a chumra, and saying yesh breira is a kula. So some say that's why there's the chiluk of d'oraisa d'rabbanan. The Marshal does not say that. The Marshal and the Yamshel Shlomo says, no, by d'oraisas we say ein breira, even if it turns out to be a kula. And b'drabbanans we say yesh breira, even if it turns out to be a chumra. Right? It's not connected to kula and chumra. But that has to do with breiras. That's what we said was the machlokes between Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Yehuda on yesterday's daf. But now the Gemara suggests, Rabbi Yirmiya says, you don't have to say like Rabbi Yochanan. You don't have to say that Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah is connected to the shita that says it only at night after it happened. It could even be in the morning. Amar Rabbi Yossi, second line now. V'hai, you're saying, okay, even at the one in the morning, right? If you say in the morning, or if Shulam Leo says it's only going to work at night anyway, but Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'hainu v'kumlo. But 1 second, is this a kiyum of v'kumlo? What's v'kumlo? It's a pasuk in the end of Ayikra. V'im go'o yigael es ha-sodeh. Ha-makdish osov. The one who has makdish something, redeems his field. V'yasav chamishi so. Chamishis, kesev erkecha alav. V'kumlo, and it will be by him. V'kumlo, we learn out from v'kumlo that chilul, or hektish, we're comparing the two, is only if it's in my rishus. It's in my rishus. I can't be mocked or something if it's not in my rishus, because this is about a field. The sada is in my rishus, because the sada can't move, right? Charka eden exelus. So just like a sada is in my field, in my rishus, so too, I can only be makdash machalel if it's in mine, right? We have a similar drasha in Bava Kama, in Meruba, in Daf Samach Tes. Ma beso birshuso, afkol birshuso. Right? You could be mocked or something, only something that is in your rishus. So this is Rabbi Yossi says, this is not in your rishus. He's going to say something in the morning, and it's going to be, but when he, and it's only going to be chal later on, by Mashiach, when the aniyim take it, but when the aniyim take it, it's not in your rishus anymore. So how does it work? Ilu ra, the Gemara says, ilu ra kikar, misgalgel benahar. If I see a cookie, if I see something rolling into the river, the amar, kikar zahekdish, shema klum amar, does that work? You can't be makdish something that's not in your rishus. And there, the kikar, it's rolling down. Right, so one of the acronym in the back, the Tel Torah says, if something is just lying on the floor and it's hefker, then I can be makdish it. Because I could pick it up and be zochid, I can be makdish it. That's why the Dafka says misgalgel to the river. Nira, says the Tel Torah, Nira de dafkin nakat mizgalgel benahar, de ain biyadol zakos, but he can't be mizochet, avo bemunach al haaretz, kikar shel hefker, u biyadol zakos bo, but if something's on the floor and I can pick it up, shaper yochal akdisho. I can be makdash it, and he quotes Rishonim. That's why the Gemara is meduyak here, where Yossi says, you could do this, right? If it's only going to kick in afterwards, when it's rolling on the at night, it's just like it's rolling on the floor. It's not in your rishus anymore. After the aniyim take it, so it shouldn't work. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah says, one second. Right, this was Rabbi Yochanan defending himself, right? Or Rabbi Yossi asking Akasha. Rabbi Yossi was saying it's going to work even if it's in the mornings. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, you have the same questions. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Oh, it must be that he's saying it at night. At night is also not in your rishus. Kol anilkat. Ada demakshi le lamanda amar b'shachris kashisyi kashyate lamanda amar litosei erev. Right, you have the same problems. Same problems. What did Rabbi Yirmiyah say? No, Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to say it's like the one who did that they did it at night. You can do it even do it in the morning. It's like, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yossi says, oh, in the morning it's not going to work because it's not in your rishus by the time it kicks in. So at night it's also not in your rishus. It's for sure not in your rishus. Kol anilkat. Right, they already took it. Right, in our case, they already took the Meister, the Ravai. And in the other case, the Aniyim already took it. So, yeah, the question in both ways. So why is it even better? Why is it better to say he did it at night than did it during the morning? So Amar Lei, he answers, no. Man de isle litose erev, les le li than kashyasa. If you say at night, if you say it's called anilkat done at night, you don't have these questions. Why? Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains. That opinion obviously doesn't hold of all of this. If you say it can be done at night, so then obviously it can be done when it's not in your rishus, right? Because it's not in your rishus when it's already done. The only question is, according to the one that's done in the morning, why would it be done in the morning? Because you're trying to like have your cake and eat it too. You're trying to win out from both sides. You're going to say it in the morning while it's still in the rishus, in your rishus, even though it's not going to kick in really until afterwards that night. So that Manda Amar is trying to fit in, according to the opinion, that it has to be in your Rishus when you're Makdish or Machalalid. So there's a problem. According to the other opinion of Litose Erev, so there's nothing to talk about. Of course, they reject that that opinion, and they don't have to answer to that opinion, right? So that's why it's not it's for sure different. If you look at Chaim Kanievsky, Lamanda Amar Litose Erev, less Ilin Kashyasa. There's no problem. Why? De Iusvirale to Matzi Mafkir Al Davar Shein B'Shuso. He obviously argues that you can be mafkir on something that's not yours. Fuhua dinda de mechala davar shein b'shusa. You can be mechala that. Ella demanda amar mafkir b'shachris. But if you say that the mafkir is talking about in the morning, poligale, because he must like want you to be able to say that while it's in the rishus. V'svirale deina de mafkir davar shein b'shusa. You can't hechi matzi lechala davar shein b'shusa. That's why you have a problem according to that opinion, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan said that it must be Rabbi Gamliel was holding like the one that says the Boker one, and that's why I'm sorry. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that. Rabbi Yossi asked Akasha, and Rabbi Yirmiyah says, why is it better? And Rabbi Yossi answered, it's better because the one who says Litose Erev obviously doesn't even hold of that whole issue at all. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says at the beginning, Litosi Erev, they reject the fact that you can have it, you have to have it in your rishus. Beautiful. We continue. Karem Revai Oli Rishalayim, Mahalach Yomecha Lechol Tzad. There was a takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. One of the nine takanas. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that Karem Revai, if you have grapes within a 1 day radius of Yerushalayim, you cannot redeem. Even though there's a din daraisa. The daraisa is that you could redeem crepes or fruit, right, same status as Meister Shani, and then take that money into Yerushalayim. But Chazal wanted to make sure that Yerushalayim was full of grapes, and therefore they made a takana that within a radius of 1 day around Yerushalayim, one had to bring up the grapes. Vezi Tuma, what's the Tum? What's 1 day? So Ayeles or Eilat, it's not the Eilat that we know of today, much closer to Yerushalayim. Eilat min Adarom, v'Agrabas min Atzafon, v'Lud min Amayrev, v'Hayardain, and the Jordan River min Amizrach. Those are the four borders. And so when he says, Rashi Tevis, A'aleh, I'll bring it up to Yerushalayim. Aleph, Eilat, Ayeles is Aleph, Agrabas is Ayin, Lamed is Lud, and He is Hayardin. So, Aleh, I will bring it up to Yerushalayim. Umi Sharabu Aperos, but once they made the takana, and then there was plenty of fruit. There was plenty of grapes in Yerushalayim. Then they abolished it. They said, "Hiskinu she nifta samach lachoma." They said, "You know what? You don't have to." And right even outside of Yerushalayim, you can redeem it onto money. It's not a problem. And they said, "V'tznai haya hadavar," and they made a tznai. Emasai she yirtzu she yachser hadavar kamoshahaya. They made the rabbanon that made this takana said, or that abolished the previous one. They said, "Okay, we're allowing you to redeem the grapes, but it could be that if ever there's a shortage of grapes in Yerushalayim, we'll have to go back to what it was. We'll have to go back to what it was." That's the first day. There's a lot to say, but let's continue. Rabbi Yossi has a little different version. Not that there was a plenty of grapes and therefore they changed it, but Rabbi Yossi says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Haya Tznai Hazeh. They made this tznai by Churban Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't need the grapes anymore because nobody was eating Maaser Sheni, Ravai. V'tznai Emasai Shibana Beis HaMikdash Bimheira V'yameinu Yachzer Adar L'Kamosha Haya. The tznai was that when the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt, then we'll have to have this back again. Then it could be chozer to what it was. Interesting, the Mishnah has to say bimheira v'yameinu. Why can't the Mishnah just say when we have a Beis HaMikdash, bimheira v'yameinu? The Mishnah is not just giving a dvar Torah at Shal Shudis and ending off bimheira v'yameinu amen. What's bimheira v'yameinu? So I think we mentioned in the past the diuk of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe is medayik in the Rambam in Hilchas Parah, where the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Parah, which says that there are going to be 10 Parah Adumas, 9 of them have already taken place. There was one in the days of Moshe, and one in the days of Ezra, and then there were another 7 during Bayis Sheni, and then the last one is going to be done by Melech HaMashiach, Mehera Yigala. The Rambam ends off. Mehera Yigala. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, this is the Rambam. The Rambam, every word in the Mishnah Torah is measured, is exact. What's the Rambam ending off by saying, and the 10th one will be made by Mashiach? Fine, period. Meheri Yigala? Why do you have to add that for us? The Lubavitcher Rebbe said it has to be an emotional, natural reaction that a Jew has. When a Jew thinks of Mashiach, when a Jew thinks of the Beis HaMikdash, there has to be a hope. There has to be a tzipia. And Meheri Yigala has to just blurt out. You can't just like say it. Meheri Yigala. And that's what the Mishnah here says, Bimheri V'yameinu. You cannot say that. You have to say, you know, that's what a Jew does. That's what a Jew hopes for. It's part of Tzipis L'Yeshua, as we know the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph. One of the questions we're going to be asked, Tzipis L'Yeshua, we have to make sure that we have a positive answer for that. Yerushalayim, again, there's a lot to talk about here. First, Yerushalayim, let's talk about for a moment. Obviously, we wanted Yerushalayim to be full of grapes, as we'll see, for the needs of the people there. Yerushalayim, interesting, halachically, it's halacha that Malchus Beis David, the capital city, that's a halacha concept, right? David HaMelech leaves Hebron after seven and a half years and goes to Yerushalayim. Doesn't say exactly why he did that. He wanted to have his Malchus there. But halachically, there, Malchus Beis David and Bin Yerushalayim are linked. Bin Yerushalayim is not complete unless there's Malchus Beis David. If we have a Beis HaMikdash, without Malchus Beis David, we're lacking something. It's even Meduyik in Shmona Esrei. We know the halacha is, the Gemara says in Psachim, that right before the end of every bracha in Shmona Esrei, we have to have a sum-up bracha that sums up the theme, right? The Ki Kel Melech Rofei Nemanata, Bracha Hashem, Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael. Right? Every bracha has that. V'kapsenu yachar mi'arba kanfos aras, Bracha Hashem, Mekabes Etche Amo Yisrael. Ki Goel Chazakata, Bracha Hashem, Goel Yisrael. There's always a sum-up pasuk, except for one seems to violate. Right, in Yerushalayim Ircha, right, we say, Uvenei Osa Bakar B'Yameinu B'Yan Olam, built up Yerushalayim, V'chisei David Mehera L'socha Tachin, and said the Kisei, the Malchus of David, Baruch Ad Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim. So ask some of the Achronim, we'll see you in a second, what is this last line, David HaMelech? The next bracha is about David, Es Semach David Avdecha. So put this in the next pasuk. No, it's in this bracha is about Yerushalayim. So how could we end off with V'chisei David? So there are those that switch the girsa. Some have the girsa of Achisi Dov Nehel Socha Tachin Uvenei Osa Bakar Abimina Binyan Olam Baruch Hashem Bnei Yerushalayim. That's not what the minhag of Klal Yisrael is. We have David HaMelech. This is the issue dealt with the Bach in Simin Kuf Yud Ches 118 in Aruch Chaim. He quotes Reb Shabtai Sagi Nahor Sha'alni Sha'alani, Shadai Saginar asked the Bach, Laminag Ashkenaz, Sha'omrim Bebirchas Bonei Yerushalayim, Uvenei Osa Bakar B'Yameinu B'Yan Olam, V'chisi Dov Ne'el Osa Chin Bar Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim. Isn't that a violation of Shmuel's din? Shmuel says in Ari Psachim, Kuf Dalid, Sarech Me'ein Chasima, Samach LaChasima. Right, and the Nusach Svaradi, Shekasa V'chisi David Kodem Uvenei, Nira Yoser Mesukan. So that's what Rav Shabtai Saginar asked the Bach, in Poland, right? The Sfardi Girsa seems to be better. Veheshavti, says the Bach. Dim eina me'ein chasima, im kein eina nami me'ein psicha. Veloto ba b'nei beirav. Koshkin rabosenu zal gdoli eras Ashkenaz. It can't be that it's a mistake. Aval ha'emes yored darko. This is the emes, says the Bach. Shebakashas v'chisei David, mehera l'socha tachin. The request and the beseeching for Malchus Beis David, who me'ein brachazu, shemevakshim sheyibane Yerushalayim bakarov. That is the same theme as been in Yerushalayim. Kedei shekise David b'mehera b'socha Yerushalayim tachin. Klomar, she'ein she'elaseinu ki'im l'sarach gavoa. Ki'ein kisei Hashem shalem, ela kishekise David al-machono b'Yerushalayim. Right, it's all the same theme, says the Bach. Very important Bach. Simen kuf yud ches in Arachayim. That's what the Bach says. And that's why Yerushalayim is halachically the capital city. The capital city. Okay, let's get back to our discussion here. So the Mishnah said, many achronim, the Tosfos Yontefer asks, what was that? Midaraisa, what's the din? You could redeem fruit outside of Yerushalayim. The Rabbanon made a takana, you can't. You have to take it up and go from within a one-day radius, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Then, what the Mishnah say? Misherabu haperos, they were mesakein that you could redeem it outside. And they even made a tznai. So ask the Tosfos Yontef, ask the other Achronim. I don't understand. That level of Mishrabu HaPeiros, they made a takana, that's not a takana. That's an abolishing of the previous takana. The din d'oraisa is that you're allowed to redeem it everywhere. That's the din d'oraisa. The Rabbana came along and said, don't, and they got rid of that don't. So why does the Mishnah formulate it as a hiskinu? That's not a hiskinu. Right? That's a getting it back to the din d'oraisa, and then also, you don't need a tznai that, oh, if the Rabbanim want to do it, get it back. They're not changing a takana of future Bezdin. Right? A future Bezdin is just, you know, making a new one. Right now it's back to the Din D'oraisa. So that's the question the Tosfos Yontef asks on this Mishnah. He says, I don't understand. I don't understand this whole halacha. Ki the Tosfos Yontef here on a Mishnah, he says, I don't see it, right? They just got it back to the original Takana. And the Mishnah Rishona also deals with this. He says, Lefichach, HaMesakim Atzmam, where's the beginning of this question? Here he says, whether Bein L'Rambam, Bein L'Raivit, right? We'll try to read that soon. He says, Bein L'Rambam Mesiyata, Bein L'Raivit, Mahayat Sara Klau L'Tanai. What needed this Tanai in the Mishnah? Shari HaTakana Shiyeh Nifte, Eina Takana, Ela Din Torah. Right, the idea that, okay, you could redeem it, that's going back to the Din D'oraisa. Right, Ella, She'en l'netar avai, Ella din Maiser Sheni. O Maiser Sheni podeo samech l'choma. V'yim kein, zos hatakana she'en nifte, eina ella akiris hatakana hakodemes. That's just uprooting the earlier takana. That's not going with the news. Why should you even need a t'nai? V'nir ali, says the Tosfos Yontef, t'masdisan daika, t'tani hiskinu. Adafka says hiskinu. What's the takana? It must be something different. Elavadai, the takana was that you have to redeem it. Don't bring the fruit. Elavadai deskinu takana she nifte velo yalu klau. Lefi sherabu ha peros vein kona. Now you can have a lot of fruit that goes bad in Yerushalayim. So that's what it was. That's his suggestion that it was, you got rid of it. Okay, but this is the Tosfos Yontef, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger also on the side deals with this question. It all relates also to the Rambam and the Raivid. Rambam and the Raivid have a lot of, Leibedik discussion here in Hilchos Mamrim. In Hilchos Mamrim, Beis, that's what the Rambam says, that a later Bezdin can never uproot a Takana of an earlier Bezdin unless it was greater than them, B'chachmo V'minyan. Right, and the question that the Raivid asks on the Rambam is that, so how did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai be mevatel the earlier takana? Itur shuke peros kashale. Shall we show him tiknu? The earlier generations made the takana that you have to bring up the fruit, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one that said after Churban Beis Hamikdash you don't have to bring up the fruit anymore. How did he do that? How did he change the takana? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai batla acher churban. The nation is batel atam shall we show him. V'lo haya gadol kari show him. He wasn't as great as the Rishonim, right? So how could Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai do that? That he was mevatel, right? One of the nine takanas that he made was to allow you to be poder kerem Ravai. So says the Radvaz, the only time when you can't be mevatel unless you're greater b'chachma v'minyan is only if there's no beferish reason given. But if there's a beferish reason given, like here, so then even if that once the reason is batel, then they're allowed to. That's the Radvaz. Avish is batel tam, but the kana elahecha to tiknu stam. Avalim tolu takanasam behedya mishum davar ploni nisbat latakana v'hacha. He says in here it's obvious. It's obvious, right? It's kind of like the machlokas of dashin in time and tikra, lo dashin in time and tikra, but if it's mefurish bikra, right, so then you can darshin it. And that's what's similar to what was said, here. And that's what the Radvaz's lashon is, v'das rabbeinu de takana mitulteles haisa. It was a movable takana. Ditznan misharabu aperis is kinu, hare lecha behedya, shein takana zu domer l'shar takanas, shein kivuos. This is a takana mitulteles, not a takana kavua. And therefore, says Radvaz, they were allowed to. The Kesef Mishnah has said something even more startling. Kesef Mishnah says, who says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai wasn't greater? Who says the generations have to go down? That's the Kesef Mishnah. Demi amar lo, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai lo haya gadol karishonim. Who says that? What about the Gemara in Sukkah that he was the katan shevakulan? Maybe he was katan in other chachos. But not in Chachmas HaTorah. After all, who became the Rosh Yeshiva? He was the Katan Shebekulam, that Gemara in Sukkah Chavches, about Hillel, Rayelodavar. She nismane nasi v'Rosh Yeshiva b'makam Hillel. V'maya Katan Shebetalmidim, heichayim amanim oso, v'loyim amanim lechem neyagdolim. Elavade b'Chachmas HaTorah gadol kamosam, v'efshar gadol mehem haya. Wow. These are words of the Kesef Mishnah that you got to take, that we can take with us. Right, and then he says at the end, also like the Radvaz, maybe if it's Beferish, so then they have that power. Again, this is a big discussion about being Mevatel Takanas from earlier generations. This is the Rambam and the Ravid in Mamrim Beis. Right, that's one of the lines in the Tosfos Yontif, was that maybe the Rambam got his whole Yisod from this Mishnah. Okay, we continue. Kerem Ravai. So Kerem Ravai, Beishame Omrim. Does Kerem Ravai have the exact same halachas as Maaser Sheni? Beishamai says, no, ein lo chomesh ve ein lo bir. When I redeem Kerem Ravai, I don't have to add on a chomesh, and I don't have bir at the end of the fourth and the seventh year Pesach, when I have to do bir maisris, that's going to be discussed later in the parak. I don't have to do that for Kerem Ravai. I don't have to do that. Doesn't have all the halachas of maisr sheni. Ubeisil omer miyeshlo. Beisil says, no, it is exactly like Kerem Ravai. There's a halacha of chomesh, there's a halacha of bir. Beishamai yomer miyeshlo perav yeshlo olulos. Beishamai says, because also, similar, parallel, it doesn't have the halacha of maaser sheni, and therefore, some of the matnes aniyim, peret, the single grapes, the olulos, the underdeveloped grapes, have to be left for the aniyim. It has the status of Ravai, and therefore the aniyim that get these, v'aniyim podin latzman, they either have to take it to Yerushalayim, or they have to be pod to it and take the money up to Yerushalayim. Meaning it's still considered kerem Ravai, but there is a mitzvah of matnas aniyim. Ubeisil omrim kula lagad. Beisil says, no. It's all kerem Ravai, and therefore it's all, Beisil says, holds like Rabbi Meir, that Maaser Sheni and Ravai are Maman Gavoa, so there's no mitzvah of matnas aniyim. And therefore it could all go to the gat. The owner could take it to the pressing floor and deal with it. It's not going to the aniyim. So we'll have to get back to talk about that more. Beisham and Beisil. Amar Rebbe Hila Barishona. Originally, when they made the takana, hayosin yain betara lenasachim, people used to make their wine betara for the wine libations. They brought grapes to Yerushalayim. They didn't press it beforehand because they didn't want it to become tamis. They used to do it there, so they used tons of grapes because a lot of grapes became tamay along the way. So they needed tons of grapes in Yerushalayim. So they made the wine tara lenasachim v'lo hayon avim insuyos. There weren't enough grapes. That's why they made the takana. Hiskinu, shia ola, the Yerushalayim, alach yom lechosad. That's why they made the takana. That's, by the way, why it says kerem ravai. Remember we said at the beginning of the perek that even if it applies to all neta ravai, the first Mishnah mentions kerem because that's what's lamaisa in terms of the specific halacha is being spoken about. So here they made halacha that grapes have to be brought. So the question, the next line can either be read as one long sentence, or the Rechaim Kanievsky has it as a question and an answer. So this could mean a statement. It means, and this is how the Takana worked, that even though everybody brought up their own wine, but they shared it. Rechaim Kanievsky says, what do you mean? Even if they brought up their own wine, didn't they all take it for themselves, and there wasn't enough to share for the people who needed the Nesachim? And the answer is no. Afilu davar kau hayama'atir as ashuk. No, they always had something left. Even the little bit left was enough to help out in the shuk, and therefore, or it's one long line that says, by giving it to their relatives and their neighbors and other people, they definitely kept the supply up, and it worked out. Right? When it comes to grapes, remember, don't eat one grape. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch tells us a lot of what to eat and what not allowed to eat. The Shulchan Aruch gives us advice in Simen Reish Yud in Arachayim. Don't eat one grape because the Tosfos is Suffolk. Birya applies to Isurim. Does it apply to Brachas? Maybe. And therefore, if you eat one grape, it's a real Suffolk Brachas. Either eat zero or eat two or three. Okay, we'll stop here on today's daf.